someone and somebody is getting some benefit of some type of asset. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned a goat. مَا مِنْ عَامِلٍ يَعْمَلُ بِخَسْلَةٍ مِنْهَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to explain what these 40 qualities are. To appreciate what is the highest, you need to know what these qualities are. Because you don't know what the qualities are and what the reward for these qualities, then you won't really appreciate what is meant by the highest. For example, if there are 10 people and we say, this man is the richest person here. But we don't know the wealth of the other 9 people, we won't appreciate what the wealth of the 10th person is, the richest man. So here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to us what is the value of these 40 or 39 qualities. What is the value of these 40 qualities in total, so we can appreciate what is the value of the highest. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that no person will carry out these actions, raja'a thawabiha, hoping for reward, wa tasdiqa mu'udiha, and a person is affirming truth in it, he is believing that this is definitely 100% truth. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then, illa adkhalahu Allah ta'ala biha al-jannah. Because of these actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter this person into Jannah. So from here we can understand what is the value of this action. That a person carries these actions out, believing it, affirming in those actions that they're 100% true, they are the promises, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them. So the highest one we can imagine, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, just to lend out one's goat. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us so much for soul. So often it happens that we got things that are extra, assets that are extra. Here he's not even asking us to give it. Just to lend it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us so much. So how foolish we are if we don't take advantage of these opportunities of getting that benefit and that reward. Today's hadith and Abi Umamah Sudi ibn Ajlan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yabna Adam, innaka antamzul al-fadla khayrun lak. Hazrat Abu Umamah Sudi ibn Ajlan radiyallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O son of Adam, O insan, that you spend from the excess that you have is better for you. وَأَنْتُمْ سِكَهُ شَرُّ luck, and that you're holding back from your excess, meaning more than you need, more than you require, you're just piling on and piling on and piling on, this is bad for you. وَلَا تُلَامُ عَلَى كَفَافٍ. Allah Pak won't take you to task for what you need. For what you need and what you require, that amount you're keeping and that amount you are saving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't take you to task for that, because that is to meet your needs. وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ. Start, charity begins at home. In other words, start with your family members. This is the words of the hadith, that begin with your family members. وَالْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى. And that hand that is on top is better than that hand that is below. Now to understand this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, often we hear these type of hadith, but you really understand it when you speak to people that have reached that point. Their whole lives they have saved money and saved money and saved money. Now they come to the point where they are close towards very old age and death. And now this fear comes into them. And that thing we thought that will bring us happiness. Every time I think of this hadith, I think of that example that Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi gave about that the cool drink you get in Makkah Sharif. The cool drink you get is called Shani. Then he explained very nicely that wealth is like the Shani. Wealth is like the Shani. That cool drink, if a person drinks it in its correct amount, he drinks little, but in other words, he's taking care of his diabetes. He doesn't overdo it. He doesn't push too much. Then that drink will be like an Ali Shan drink. It will be a very nice drink. He'll enjoy it also, and it won't cause any problems for him. But that person who is not careful of his limits, he's not careful of his amounts, that same drink, he'll push it and he'll push it. Now that Shani will become Pareshani. Now that same thing will become Pareshani. Wealth is like that. A person uses it within its limits, the amount he needs, and then someday he spends. And this person now, this wealth will become a means of shan for him. He'll enjoy it, he'll spend from it, he'll spend on others, and it will be a means of contentment and happiness for him. But that person who just gathers and gathers and he's not concerned about spending and not concerned about the haq of wealth, that same wealth at the end will become a means of parishan. So people that have reached this point, they'll tell you, one Ali was telling me, he's involved in one of the Islamic organizations in terms of arbitration, that the one person came and he's explaining that, I've given my children everything. So much I've given them, but they're still fighting. And the reason they're fighting is now they're not looking at what has been given to them. They're looking to see how much is in the pot, how much I've got in total. Now they want to get their hands on everything that I've got whilst I'm still alive. So now that fight has started. So he's saying that there's so many cases like that. A person is saying that, I've done everything for my children. I've given them so much even in my lifetime. That little that I've kept back now, also that they want. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining, that that excess that you have, spend it is better for you. So when that point comes towards the ending of the life, you don't have this fear in your heart that my children are going to fight, there's going to be problems. You are at ease and you are at contentment. It's like a person who's going for Umrah and he decides he wants to do his booking on that side. But when he goes on, he's a multi-millionaire. When he goes on that side and he tells the hotel, for example, Hilton Hotel, he'll tell them, you know, I got 20 million kept with Yusuf Bhai in South Africa. I got 30 million kept with Qasim Bhai. I got so much of money kept there in South Africa. This person will say, "Bhai, how much money you got here in Riyadh? How much you got in Saudi?" That's what it means to us. How much you got in South Africa doesn't mean anything. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us. It's better for you that you deposit it in the bank in the Akhirat. Because when you go there, that is the currency you need. Your currency of your amal. So convert, keep on converting. The old people that, remember, they say, many of the older people will know better, that the extra money, they should keep on encouraging people that save it. Don't just waste it. Save it, save it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that save this for Akhirat. Save for Akhirat. Anything extra you get deposited in Akhirat. So when a person eventually goes there, he's like that person gone for Umrah, and he's got all that money in Riyals. It's so easy for him to do that booking, rather than telling he's left all the money in South Africa. So a person who has left all his money and passed away in his bank accounts, in his investments, in his properties, that's not going to come out him in the qabr. Now if he tells Malakul Maut, or he tells Munkar Nakir, or in Akhirat now he complains that I left my money in FNB, in EPSA, this bank, that bank, it will mean nothing. But what the man has deposited for Akhirat, that extra that he has given, he'll see all that in front of him, waiting for him to just withdraw and use and use and use. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and come early for Jummah Salah. Dr. Sab reminds me that we should make it a point also of reading the Sunnah after the Jummah Salah. And we should read Surah Kahf. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi.